Hello, hello, you beautiful human, and welcome to the She Is Made For More podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to unapologetically step into their more. Around here, we dive deep into all the tools to help you vibe so dang high, no one can mess with your vibe. I'm your host, Crystal Jacobo, an embodiment coach, a speaker, and my favorite thing of all, a community builder. Get ready to own your power and connect with the most powerful version of you. Get ready to embody all your more. Are you ready? Let's freaking go. Hello, hello, my beautiful human. Hello, mi hermosa gente. Feliz miércoles. Happy Wednesday. I'm so pumped that you are here. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about trauma bonding. And here's the deal. Last week, inside our Soul Collective call, which is our monthly membership for your soul, check it out if you haven't checked it out. I'll put all the links to that down in the show notes. But inside our Soul Collective call, we were talking about problems and things happening in life. And here's the reality of things. I wish I could just wave a magic wand and take away all the problems for all of us. I 100% wish that. But unfortunately, I can't. And sometimes life has ups and life has downs. I don't think there's a human being. I know for a fact there's not a single human being out here who has a perfect life. But here's the reality of things. And this is what we were talking about inside the Soul Collective. The person who is tackling the current problems right now isn't the same person that you were 5 years ago when those same problems would have destroyed you. So inside our Soul Collective call, we were talking about growth and we were talking about progress. And really, what that did is a few days back, I was thinking about this conversation again. And I was sitting in my office and tears were rolling down my eyes. Because here's the thing. Life has never really gotten easier. And I don't say that in a life sucks. No, no, no. I love the life. I love my clients. I love what we're building. But life still has ups and downs and things still happen. Family problems and this and disappointments, and it's still life, right? But here is the big difference. The woman that I am today, this version of me, Crystal, handles things so much different because she knows so much more. And when you know so much more about yourself, your reality, the world can't tell you who you are because you know who you are at the core. And when we're talking about trauma bonding is a cycle that so many of us experience and we get stuck in, not because it's our fault, but because that's all we know. And as we've been reflecting a lot on the past, this conversation has come up once and again and then again and again with other people. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about trauma bonding. And we're going to be talking about the 7 stages of trauma bonding. Because I wish back then I knew what I know now. Because in the state that I'm in life, in current life right now, it's not that life is easier. It's that I'm more aware. And when you're more aware, life can be easier, quote unquote easier, because you respond differently. So today, for all my beautiful souls out there who might be in a trauma bonding state or might be in a relationship tied to trauma bonding, I wish this episode finds you. And as I'm sharing these stages of trauma bonding and how to recognize them and how to know when you're in them, I might get emotional because it's been a week where I'm sitting here in my office processing the growth, but also processing the growth of clients, processing the growth that we've encountered in our community, just members. And it's such a beautiful thing to look back and say, dang, who I am right now, 5 years ago, me would never know I would become her. So if you're in this season, I hope this episode finds you. And I hope this episode brings you whatever clarity it needs to bring you so that we can break free from those trauma bonds. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. It's going to be a powerful one today. A little background story if you are brand new to the community. By the way, if you're brand new, I love you. Thank you for being here. If you're an OG and you've been with us from the beginning, I love you and I'm so grateful that you are here. But a little background information for me. You guys know that around 25 years old, I went through this big identity crisis. I don't even know what to call it besides all my friends were getting married. All my friends were having kids. Like everybody, I had done what everybody wanted me to do. I had checked off the boxes. I had gone to school. I had the house. I had the car. But I just wasn't happy. And what I ended up doing is I ended up walking away from my relationship. I called off my engagement at around 24 years old. I thought there was something wrong with me. That ended up leading into another relationship down the road. And in this relationship, that is where I completely lost it. And what I mean when I completely lost it, I lost my identity. I lost who I thought I was. I went through probably the darkest time of my life. Now looking back at it, this was the biggest blessing that brought me here to where I'm currently at, because this led to all the development work. So if you're in a season of your life where you feel like it's falling apart, I promise you that you're not falling apart, you're breaking through. And I promise you that things do get better. And I say this with all my heart, and I feel your pain in my soul, because not too long ago, I was there wondering what was next, letting the thoughts of what if I don't even have a purpose in this world come, and like no longer wanting to be in this world. So I have a feeling in this episode, I'm going to cry a few times with you guys, but that's okay. That's okay. So if you're in that season where life feels dark, please, please know that it does get better. It does get better. Look at me. Look at other people in our community. Please know that you're never alone. And if you ever need a community to go through it with you, join our Soul Collective, join our free Facebook group, plug into the podcast, join our free text community. But just please join us, because whatever you think you're going through by yourself, I promise you somebody inside our community is also going through it. I meet so many women who come to the Soul Collective feeling like life is falling apart, and in the Soul Collective find their identity, they find their soul sisters, they find community, and they rebuild stronger than ever before. So I hope that if you're in that season, first and foremost, you know that there's somebody out here that has gone through it and has survived and has made it to the other side. And if they can, you can too. We're all mirrors of possibility of what is possible for one another. So as we dive into the episode, with all that happened to me in this specific relationship, what I realize now is it wasn't a relationship. It was trauma bond. And in trauma bond, there's seven stages of trauma bond. And this is a bond that is caused through trauma, to clarify it. And for those of you guys that have never, ever, ever heard of trauma bond, what trauma bond is trauma bonding is intense ups and downs in a relationship that cause your brain to become addicted to highs and lows and go back and forth from a healthy relationship to a bad relationship. And it gives you a steady supply of feeling good, that hormone, that hit of like life is good. Trauma bonding withholds it and then gives you like a sharp increase of everything's good, everything's fine. And as we've been reflecting a lot this week, I was talking to friends and I said, you know what I've realized with trauma bonds is that irresponsible behavior no longer seems attractive to me. I don't want a person who doesn't know where they're going, who doesn't know what they want. Like that doesn't seem adventurous to me like it did before. Because again, before it was trauma bond. I'm not looking for someone to complete me. Here's a big, big one that I'm going to talk about today. Before, I remember, I thought it was the responsibility of somebody else to complete me because I thought I couldn't do life by myself. And I know I don't even know how I used to think this, but I thought I needed a partner. I thought I needed somebody else to be fully happy. And today I'm in a point where, I mean, I've shared this millions of times with you guys. I'm happy because I'm me. I'm grateful that me and my partner are together and we love each other, but I know individually we are good alone too. We don't need each other to complete each other. And I talk so much about this in our podcast before, but I've really learned that relationships are really a space to grow and become and evolve, not to rebuild each other, not to shape each other, not to make somebody else become like the other person. These are all aspects of no longer being tied to a trauma bond. It's me learning to take responsibility for my own happiness. And I have a full episode on this, but nobody in this world is responsible for my happiness besides myself. It's not my parents. It's not my husband's. It's nobody's job to make me happy. It's me. It's constantly checking in on me and saying, okay, Crystal, do we not feel happy today? Interesting. What can we do to make myself happy? What's going to fill my cup today? How can I continue to pour into my own growth? That's me being free from a trauma bond. And lastly, it's learning that choosing me doesn't mean betraying my partner. I used to feel so guilty when I would go out or go hang out with friends. I want him to experience this and I want him to experience this too, but oh, I'm out here. Choosing me doesn't mean betraying anyone. And me and my friend were having this conversation and these were the things that we were talking about. And I said, holy shoot, you know what I just realized? How far we've come from our trauma bonding days. And as I'm sharing this with you guys, I really want to dive into the 7 stages of trauma bonding, because if all these things that I just said right now called you out, or you were like, ooh, I'm still allowing somebody else to be responsible for my happiness, or ooh, that I felt that one, that I hope you know that it doesn't mean that I'm calling you out or that there's something wrong with you or that I'm pushing you to the side. No, it means that I'm lovingly telling you, hey, you deserve the freaking happiest, best version of yourself. So you deserve to work on yourself. It's not a look at her, look at them, let's point fingers and let's say she's trauma bond. No, it's saying, how beautiful would it be to live in a world where we all dare to work on ourselves, to not be trauma bond, to be in relationships where we're thriving and encouraging and watering each other to grow. There's no attachment needed through a bond caused through trauma. So as we're diving into these seven stages, please know that you deserve it all. You deserve it all. So when I was doing all this reflection, I realized that in my healing journey, I went through these 7 stages of trauma bond. And it's something so powerful that at the time I didn't know. But if you're in a relationship, any relationship, whether it's with your parents, partner, friends, any relationship, it is trauma bond when you go through these stages. Number one is the pouring love into you, like the love bomb stage. There you go. The love bomb stage. This is where it's crazy love and you love each other and you complete each other and the other person loves you and you're amazing and you're this and they admire you and there's so much that they look up to you and it feels good. Honestly, this stage feels really freaking good. It's amazing because for some of us, we've never really had that. We've never experienced that. And in my case, I grew up with parents who never said, I love you. I know my mom and dad love me 1,000%. It's taken me a lot of healing to realize that. But I never heard my mom say, hey, I'm proud of you. Hey, I love you. Hey, you're amazing. My dad was always working to try and provide food for us to make sure that there was enough food in the table for all of us to eat. So his way of showing love was by working hard to take care of his family. However, me, we all grow up with different needs. I never heard that. So when I got into this relationship and I was bombarded is the word, there you go, with you're so amazing. How did you do this? You went to school. What? Like you ended up doing your credentials. You did this accomplishment, like all these things that I had done to be validated for my parents, who again, never validated them. This person came along and was just bombing me with love. Oh, I admire you. It felt amazing. And I really never had that in my experience. And this might be something that you can relate to too. But that kind of love felt really, really healthy. It feels healthy because we've never had it. Or maybe we have, and maybe our parents, the bond we had with their parents was also a trauma bond, and they bombarded us with love and showed us all this love. So when this random person does it to us, we immediately feel the connection and we're like, oh, this is healthy. This is what I've been looking for. And this actually happened to me with a client. I had a relationship with a client, and I don't think I've talked about this just yet, but I had a client who, as soon as they met me, they loved me. You're amazing. Oh my God, how have you done this? How have you done this? And it was an older client too. It was a much older client. So they took on the figure of my mom in my own theory, in my own head. So I immediately became trauma bonded to them. And I didn't know this, but that's stage one of the trauma bond relationships. It's stage one. So it's knowing, wait a minute, am I in this stage? Is this something that's currently happening to me? It's being able to identify if this is the current stage that we are in. And stage number two, this is where trust and dependency happens. This person that you're forming the trauma bond or you're currently in does everything that they can for you to trust them. They love on you. They show you affection. They do everything to get you to see that they're trustworthy, to lean on them, to depend on them, because they have your back. And for many of us, again, going back to our childhood and going back to our inventory, when we've had nobody to lean on, especially my oldest children, this one's for us, when you are the oldest child, who did you lean on? For many of us, our parents leaned on us. We've had no one to lean on. So this stage can feel really, really safe for us because we finally have somebody to lean on, somebody to trust, somebody that's going to take our side when we're in arguments with friends. Even if we're wrong, they're going to take our side because you did nothing wrong and you're good. And they feed the side of us that we need to be seen. They give us the validation that for so many of us, we've been craving for so long. And here's what our brain learns to do during this stage. Our brain learns to isolate others and say, okay, me and this person, we're good. You know what? As long as this person has my back, whether it's a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever it is, I don't need anyone. Cool. Like, we get in fights with people. We call this person. They validate our argument. Even if we're wrong, they validate it for us. They give us permission to just be the person in our toxic ways. And this is where codependency is built. We learn to codepend on this human. We learn to seek more validation. We learn to be seen by this human. That's stage two, which leads us to stage three. And stage three is all about criticism. This person now slowly begins to criticize. Oh, why didn't you do this? Oh, you should have done this. They start giving us opinions, but remember, we're already codependent on them. So we start seeing these opinions as, oh, they're right. Oh, I should have done that. Oh, I should have done that. Oh, my. You know, we start questioning. And slowly but surely, we begin to blame ourselves for the things that are not happening. The things that are not happening in relationships, if things don't work out, if we have projects together, it's my fault. It's my fault. Because if I would have done it the way they told me, it would have worked out. If I would have done what they said, it would have gone a different way. So we slowly learn to criticize because we're being criticized almost without us even knowing. And I think in my case, when I was in my own relationship, what really happened was, well, you should have said this. If I would share arguments with my mom, well, you should have answered this. Well, you should have said this. This is what you should have done. That's what happened at work. This is what I would have done if I was you. I was given all these opinions, which made me constantly think, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't really do this. Who am I kidding? And that ended up leading to stage four, which is manipulation. When you are in stage four, manipulation or gaslighting. Gaslighting, by the way, I was watching a video. Where was I watching this video? It was a training video, and they were going back in time with where the word gaslighting comes from. And get this. So the origin of gaslighting goes all the way back to where people didn't have actual lights. They had gas lamps. They had gas lamps, and what they would do is when they wanted a family member to think they were going crazy, they would dim the gas light so low that the light started flickering. Then when the family member would be, "Hey, is that flickering?" You would say, you would say, "No, it's just in your mind." And again, when you tell somebody something long enough, they will start to believe it. Until the person or family member would believe that they would be going crazy and they were losing their mind. So that's where the term gaslighting comes from, random, right? But I wanted to plug it in here because I thought it was so, so freaking cool to just learn that. I'm like, wow. And now fast forward to this time where we're all learning about ourselves, we're all working on ourselves, and we hear the word gaslighting often. Gaslighting goes back to the origin story of just making somebody else believe a narrative that isn't even true. So when you're in this stage of gaslighting or manipulation, what happens in this stage, this person or this human that you're in this bond with begin to manipulate you, and they blame things on you. They blame a narrative that might not even be yours to believe. Like, you are this or you are that, or see, you always try to control me. See, you're always trying to tell me what to do. And we start thinking, wait a minute, am I that? Do I do that? They start questioning your own narrative. So if you're in a relationship with anybody, again, work, business, partnership, friendships, best friends, whoever it is, if you're in a season of your life where you're questioning your own narrative, please take inventory of the stages that we just talked about, because it might be time to change things up for yourself. Because when you're in stage 4, which is the gaslighting stage, it leads you to eventually get to stage 5. And this is where you begin to lose control over you. You don't know what to believe anymore. You don't know if you are a controller. You don't know if you are manipulative. You don't know, you know, when they say, "Oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. Well, if I was you, I wouldn't have done it that way." Now you start questioning, wait a minute, should I not be doing things? Am I not good enough to be doing things? And self-doubt, like all the limiting beliefs start kicking in, and we start attaching ourselves to these limiting beliefs. No one in this world was born with a low self-sense worth. And I say this often on the podcast, but as a little baby, if I were to tell a little baby, "Hey, like, I want you to think of me talking to a 7-year-old. If I were to tell a little 7-year-old, you don't deserve this, you're not good enough." If you were to hear me say that to a 7-year-old, you'd be like, "Crystal, what the heck is wrong with you? That's a kid. Leave them alone." That's what happens in this stage. You start feeding this narrative, losing control over who you actually are, to become who these people see you to be. A villain with this scenario that I shared with the client earlier. This was a client who had gone through an experience and wasn't happy. Why? Because I just wasn't the right coach for them. Things had happened and they made up this whole narrative about who I was and what was happening. And for a while, I believed it. For a while, I didn't want to coach. I didn't want to do the podcast. Oh, I'm getting so teary-eyed over here, but I didn't want to show up anymore. Because as I was in this relationship with this person that had been in my world for a while now, I was starting to believe the narrative, well, what if I am a bad coach? What if I am a bad person? And I went through this season where I was believing the narrative and I was losing control of myself. I ended up talking to our team member and I was like, "Hey, this is what's happening." And I let it all rip. And our team members were like, "Crystal, this is what you've done for me. Crystal, this is what you've done for me." And slowly but surely, everyone reminded me of who I was and what is my truth. And when we're in this season, love is what wins. Having somebody speak to somebody, talking to somebody and saying, "Hey, let people pour into you and see, show you who they actually see." Because it is so easy to believe the narrative that somebody else is giving you, especially when you're bonded to them through trauma. Because in these relationships, the only way to experience good feelings or feelings that are worthwhile for us, we tend to give up control. We tend to give up and go along with the narrative of whatever they're telling you, because at this point, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. And we go along with that narrative. And going along with that narrative is actually, like, leads to, how do I put this? When we want to be seen, or when we want to get our voice heard, it's going to lead to a fight. And I go back to this relationship that happened for me years ago, and then most recently with a client, when I was trying to prove my point or say, hey, this is what was happening, it turned into a fight. Well, this and this, and you're this, and you're this, and you're this. And they constantly, both relationships brought me down back and back and back. And what I realize is when you're in a trauma bonded relationship, any attempt you make at being heard is going to turn into a fight. That's a big, big one that I wish I knew back then that I didn't know. Any attempt at being heard is going to turn into a fight. And it shouldn't be like that. Because what'll happen is you'll go into stage six, and stage six is losing yourself. When you fight back, when you want to prove to somebody, this is what's actually happening, this is what I actually think, hey, this is how I see things, and it turns into a fight, things get worse, you end up settling for whatever, like, I know my truth, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, I'll do anything at this point to get peace. So this is where people take advantage of you. Oh, well, this is what I want, this is what I did, this is, and looking back with this specific these specific humans in my life that I've been trauma bonded with, that's exactly what happened. I'll do whatever to have peace at this point. Like, I don't care anybody hears my side of the story. I don't care about anything. I just want peace. But in this stage, I also was starting to lose myself. And I was starting to lose the confidence. And I was starting to lose who I was and the essence of who I was. And here's what I want us to all understand too. Sometimes it's us bringing the trauma into the relationship. Sometimes it's us causing the damage. And here's the thing. If that is us, if that is you, I don't want you to take this as like, oh, I'm calling you out or I'm pointing a finger at you. I want you to take this as a, I get to work on myself. I get to heal myself. I get to slow down and check in with myself and the parts of me that perhaps I'm being called out on, because you deserve that person, the most healed version of yourself. You deserve to get help. You deserve to heal. Because the reality of things is we repeat what we don't repair. We repeat what we don't repair. We repeat what we learn. For example, one of the toxic traits that I used to have in a trauma bonding relationship is I used to shut down, and if my point didn't get across, I would shut down and I would just leave. This is exactly what my father did growing up. It was what my dad said. Nope, no need to be talking. Go to his room. He didn't need to talk to anybody else. Without me knowing, I was repeating this cycle. Communication. I preach about it 24/7. Now, who am I? I preach about communication, but it's because it was one of the things that was causing me damage in my life too. And I didn't even know it. Again, we repeat what we don't repair. We repeat what we learn. Maybe you grew up with parents who love to control you. Maybe parents that like always wanted to tell you what to do and where to go. And without you knowing, you've become somebody who controls their kids or their spouse or your partners or your best friends, or you want to control people. We don't get to lose ourselves and the ones that we love. We get to ask for help. We get to do the work. I remember looking back at my journey and thinking, wow, back then, I used to say, oh no, if I get help, there's something wrong with me or I'm broken. I think of who I currently am right now in this chair talking to you. I would never be this version of me if I never asked for help, if I never plugged in. And to be super transparent with you guys, and most of you guys know this, but I didn't start in therapy. I started by buying a course. I bought a freaking course on mindset and just wondering what that looked like. That led me into eventually trying other things. And then that led me to other things, and then trauma, and then breath work, and then doing more and more and more internal work. But it started with me literally just giving myself permission to start looking at options. Maybe I didn't need to talk to somebody. Maybe it was just a course. Maybe eventually led me to having my own mentor and my own coach and my own therapist, all of it. But it didn't start that way. And if you are somebody who has grown up like me and had the mentality or the thought, if I get help, that means there's something wrong with me, I need you to understand there is nothing wrong with you. We have patterns to unlearn and evolving humans to become. That's it. Patterns to unlearn and evolving, becoming the best versions of ourselves. Because this version of myself right now, who is so grateful for life, who tackles life so differently, who feels happy all the time, except when life happens, because life happens. But even then, you learn to process it. You learn to work through it. This version of me who tackles problems right now is a different version of me who would have never existed if I hadn't done the work. You deserve that version too. I hope you look at people, and I used to look at people and say, happiness isn't real. Like, that person ain't really happy. We're all freaking living this life unfulfilled and unhappy. Like, that was my thought. That was really my thought. And now I'm in this life right now where I'm like, I can't even imagine the people not feeling the peace that I feel in my heart. Because you deserve it. You deserve this. So as we're continuing the stages of trauma bonding, the last stage of trauma bonding is where you become numb. You become numb to all the whole cycle. You don't even realize that now you've sort of become addicted to these cycles. The highs, the lows. Of course, all couples fight. Of course, all best friends fight. Of course, you can't please everyone. Oh, we have highs, we have lows. And then when you're in this cycle of becoming numb, when you go back to cycle one, or stage one, I should say, the bombarded with love and affirmations and all that, you just get sucked even deeper into this relationship. Because every time you're here, it's a matter of minutes, times, days before you go back to being, oh, we're on top of the moon, life is good. And here's the big, big thing with this. If I said any of these stages that called you out, then this is your, how do we say this, your sign from the universe, God, angels, whoever you believe in. There is nothing wrong with us. I used to think there was something wrong with me in both relationships. In all the relationships that I've been in where I've been trauma bonded, I used to think there was something wrong with me. I can't make another human happy. I can't make another human happy. And I want you to hear this from me. It is not your job to make another human happy. You are not responsible for somebody else's happiness. You're responsible for your own happiness. So as you're listening to this podcast, I hope these stages gave you clarity or helped you process things. Or if you're in this season of life where this is currently you, it's just a reminder, hey, it's not too late. I'm not stuck. I get to do the work that's going to take me to the desired stage that I actually want. You deserve to be the most happiest, healthiest version of you. I made a video, a reel on Instagram not too long ago, actually a few months ago, so it is kind of long. But I made a reel, and in that reel I wrote, my problem was I never actually healed. I just kept going. And when I wrote that reel, I cried typing that reel. Because I never realized that I would get out of a relationship, whether it was a best friend, because my relationships with trauma bonding started way early on. I was like in middle school with my best friend, and I was trauma bonded to this person because I wanted them to like me, to approve of me, to validate me. But my problem was, rather than healing or going through a better cycle, I just kept going, and I slowly repeated it with another boyfriend, with another best friend. Then when I got into coaching, sometimes with clients, I never slowed down to heal. I simply repeated. And for so many of us, we're used to being the strong one in our family. We're used to being the person who has to figure it out. We're used to being the person who has all the answers, because if you don't have them, then who will? But I need you to remember that that healthiest version is deserved by you too. You deserve that same love that you put out into the world. You deserve that support that you put out into the world. You get to turn the mirror around and give it back to yourself. So as you're listening to this episode, I really, really hope this episode resonated with you and it brought you clarity, because as we've been having this particular conversation over and over now with a few people, I realized, dang, I wish I knew then what I know now. And if you're in this season, I hope this episode finds you, and I hope you know now what I wish I knew then. That this finds you in your then season. That this finds you in the time that you needed it the most. And again, if you're going through any of these stages, if you're craving support, if you're craving sisterhood, if you're craving a collective, please know that we have our monthly membership called the Soul Collective. You can literally join it for 1 month, check it out, get a taste of it. And if you don't like it, end it that next month. There's no commitment. And the reason we made this container the way it is because I don't ever want people to feel restrained and say, oh, I have to do a year. I don't know if I could commit. No, I want people to find this container when they need it the most. When back then, I wish it existed during my darkest times. If you're going through this, please know that you don't get to do this by yourself. You don't have to do this by yourself. Life is for yourself, but it doesn't mean you have to do it by yourself. So as you're going through these stages, please know that the happiest, healthiest version of you is waiting for you. Even if you're hurting, even if you're going through your darkest times, there's somebody else in this world who has gone through what you have gone through and has made it on the other side. They are living proof that if it's possible for one, it's possible for all. All right, my beautiful soul, I hope this episode served you. And again, I invite you to join us in our text community, our Soul Collective membership. We have a few spots open for our retreats if the retreats call you. Check out all the details in the show notes or send me a message, DM me if this episode resonated for you. Again, I'm sending you so, so much love. And I'm sending you a big, big virtual hug. And not the little scrumpy ones, but the ones that squeeze you really, really, really freaking tight. I love you so, so much. And I can't wait to talk to you on the next She's Made for More episode. All right. I love you so much. If this episode resonated with you, share it with somebody else who might need it. Because we deserve to break the bonds that we have tied through trauma. We deserve the best. All right. Sending you so much love. I love you. Talk soon. Bye.